Today on the God Pod.
He lost a hand, an entire hand?
Of all the terrible realities of the world that you've just ignored, God, I can't believe this is the one that gets
you. You know, I just can't imagine letting something horrible happen to your son. Are you being for reals?
Yes, this is actually what I do most days. I walk around my neighborhood in hell and take photos of plants.
I didn't realize there was so much foliage down there.
Oh, so it's lush. It is all these hot, lush plants.
Talk about stopping to smell the flowers.
What if we go the opposite way? What if we turn up the dial of violence? Rather than, oh, he's a straight shooter in meetings, you could say, oh, man, that guy is an active shooter in meetings.
Well, hi there, heathens. I'm God. Welcome to the God Pod. On this show, I, the Lord thy God, interview interesting humans. I also discuss all the latest current events with my co-hosts, such as Jesus, Santa, Satan, Moses, and more. Find the God Pod wherever you get your podcasts. The God Pod. Have it, Yahweh. Let's meet my co-host for the day, Satan.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
What's up, Satan? Did you just wake up from the bowels of hell?
Oh, absolutely. It was comfy and cozy in there.
Oh, nice and warm, right?
Yeah, it feels like chicken noodle soup.
Oh.
Like sleeping in chicken noodle soup.
I mean, there's this epic cold front going through the world right now. That sounds really nice.
Oh,
it's actually cold in heaven. It's like 2 degrees in heaven.
Oh my gosh, congrats. It's a winter wonderland.
Yeah, it's great.
It only freezes over every once in a while when somebody needs a big win in a football game.
Yeah, when the Jets make the playoffs, right. Can I come stay there for like a couple days?
Oh, God, we just filled up. Sorry, you gotta post it on my Airbnb website.
Me, damn it. Of course you have an Airbnb.
Yeah, it's cute. Chicken noodle soup yurt. That's what I'm renting out for anybody. So,
that sounds so comfy and cozy.
Oh, it's great. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe next time. I guess I'll plan ahead for the next cold front. But let's get to our top story today. A lot of people excited about what your temple did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of people have been talking about it. They are thrilled. I'm a little proud of my little boys, my chill hell people.
Yeah, Satanic Temple opens abortion clinic named the Samuel Alito's Mom's Abortion Clinic. Wow, that is super funny.
A great move.
Yeah, I wonder how he feels about that.
Well, I've been talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it.
Yeah, acting like he's pretending. He can't love this.
No, he really smiles through gritted teeth and goes, no, I think it's hilarious.
It's great. I think it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, Satanic Temple. I'll spend the rest of my years trying to destroy you. Yeah, Samuel Alito famously authored the opinion that overturned Roe v. Wade, and well done, Satanic Temple. I mean, you're making my churches look bad in comparison with the cool trolling you do.
I mean, that's who doesn't love a troll church?
Yeah, troll churches are best churches.
Troll churches are best churches, always.
Wow. Well, you get my early bless today, Satanic Temple.
Wow.
The Samuel Alito's Mom's Abortion Clinic. I have to come up with a similar PR stunt and troll that doesn't involve crucifying Jesus again. That would be like modern and hip.
So you crucifying Jesus, that you consider that a troll? You said, troll, I trolled
PR
you guys.
Stunt. Yeah. PR stunt.
PR stunt. Okay.
You know, it made me look a lot better. I was on the outs, if you will. And people were like, who cares about that god? He's like, he's always angry and killing people and drowning us. And then here came super chill Jesus to be like, nah, my dad's cool, man.
Well, that was so exciting. When you sent me that PR draft, when your team sent me, hey, this is what our next couple 30 years look like, and it said have a son and kill him on the cross, I was like, dang, this guy's got some balls. Something's going on up there.
Thanks, Satan. Your reaction just then made me laugh in such a way that snot started coming out of my nose, which brings me to a recent comment that we've been posting these episodes on YouTube, and one of the comments the other day said, God sounds like Seth Rogen with severe sinusitis.
That, oh my God. Nothing has been more true. That is so true. It's like sad Seth Rogen is what it sounds like.
Come on, I laugh, man. But yeah, I haven't been shy about being vulnerable in the past. You know, it's a podcast. But, you know, yeah, maybe they kind of nailed me to the cross on that one.
Yeah, they did.
Because
I don't know if you guys know that, but saying nailed you to the cross is a classic thing we say at Heaven and Hell. That's a classic phrase.
You know, it's good that Jesus isn't around to be like, hey. Yeah, he nailed me with that one. And you know what's funny, Satan, is that I didn't realize until that moment that I do have severe sinusitis at the moment.
What's going on?
It's been like 6 weeks. I've had sleep deprivation from it, probably. I just don't notice these things. I'm so focused on everything else. Mm. I don't pay attention to my own health. And so I've been, squirting nasal sprays up there. I think I'm doing much better now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Sound better, right? I slept good last night.
Congrats, man. Way to get help.
Slept well. So thank you, random commenter. If you have any other analysis of what my current conditions are, you're doing a better job than the fucking doctors.
Woohoo! Dude, take down the doctors.
Thanks, YouTube. Thanks. All right, let's get to reading a review. This one is from Starman 1974. Mm-hmm. Title, Holy Blasphemy, 5 stars, from the US of A. I started listening when there were only 2 episodes on the feed. The show was good then, but has only gotten better. God and company are consistently funny and entertaining no matter who is on. And as a recovering Republican, I find their take on the politics of the day a lot more refreshing than the trolling and idiocy that passes for conservatism today. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love. We love our fans.
We love our fans, our stans. Congratulations on being a recovering Republican. Much love on that journey.
If Starman was born in 1974, that is a prime year to be a Republican. You know, so I get it, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Because like he was 6 when Reagan came into power. And so.
And what 6-year-old wasn't like, the president is my hero. You know.
Well, that was all because of you, Satan, bigging him up. And then, you know.
Well, that was a fun arc.
Foisting the G.I. Joe in Transformers on the pew, pew, pew battling and guns.
You didn't look at my, when I sent you my big moves for the 1960s and 70s, and I said Reaganomics, you weren't like, huh, what is this guy doing? But then it pays off, you know.
What? Reagan happened in the 80s, though. I'm confused.
No.
But you were planning him.
I was planning him. The
paving the road for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that review. There's a star man, and he loves the God Pod. Trolling and idiocy. Well, we were just celebrating trolling for the Satanic Temple. I guess it all depends on what the troll is.
It really does depend.
You know, Satanic Temple doesn't just say shit to troll. That's easy. They'll open up a whole ass abortion clinic and name it after Samuel Alito's mom. Inspiring stuff, gang. Inspiring
stuff. Good stuff, guys.
It's time for us to move on to Ask God. What's that, folks? Well, it's the part of the show where our listeners and patrons ask us questions, and we answer them. We don't know what the questions are going to be because we don't prepare or anything, but we come up with some good answers, and we thank you always for asking these questions. And if you want to ask us questions that we will answer on this podcast, heard by millions of people around the globe, okay, you just jump on our Discord server, and the link to that's in the show notes. Satan, why don't you read this first question?
Dr. V asks, God, is there a place worse than hell? And Earth isn't an option.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. South Dakota?
Oh, no, that's...
Spam! Satan, this is actually a good question for you. Is there a worse place than hell?
Well, yeah, it's the planet named South Dakota. That's what God is referring to. It is awful. Imagine a strip mall in South Dakota was an entire planet. Ugh. Talk about boring.
Boring. Yeah, that's pretty worse. Limbo isn't that great either, you know.
No, but it depends on what limbo you're talking about.
Wait, there's multiple limbo?
Yeah. The first place that's limbo is just classic. Like, oh, where am I, dead or am I not? The second place, run by limbo champions, and they're blasting Who Let the Dogs Out. And it is, and you're doing limbo, and it's
forever
a blast.
To Who Let the Dogs. That sounds worse than hell to me.
No, you think it's worse than hell, but man, that song hits every single time it restarts.
Just an infinite loop.
Infinite loop, and you just trying your best to get lower and lower.
For all time. You must have a short memory there, because I'd be done within the first 10 seconds. I'd be like, what? Get me out of here.
I think you're forgetting the beginning of that song, and I think you're forgetting how awesome that song was.
How does the beginning go again, Satan?
It goes like this. Pause, no music, and then a loud voice going, "Oh, let the dogs out!" No drums, nothing. Nothing comes in until the third time he says, "Who lets the dogs out?"
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, man. It's great.
Well, there's your answer, Dr. V. Next question is from Ginger Snaps 420, who's a new listener and been asking. Thank you for participating, Ginger Snaps. Hey, God, I was curious on your gun policy in heaven. And are you strapped in case Satan tries to overthrow you again? Wow.
Good question. Let's get to the bottom of it.
I don't allow guns in heaven, even though what's going to happen? Everybody's already dead, right? I'm just not a fan of that. However, we do have turrets on the walls that protect heaven from Satan's hordes, of course, mm-hmm. and laser guns and things like that. And, you know, as to whether or not I'm strapped to protect myself from Satan in case he ever crosses over the Zoom, no comment. Mm. No comment. I'm not going to let him know that.
Well, you just did. You can't say no comment after saying everything.
Well, I didn't say whether, I said that there's gun turrets on the walls as far as me personally on my person. You know, I've got lots of powers to defend. You know, I've got like, I can shoot laser bolts out of my eyes, like Cyclops.
That's really fun.
And all the lightning and stuff that all the lightning powers that Thor had. I can shoot fireballs out of my ass. Mm. I can fly. I've got super-ish strength. You know, I'm not saying Hulk level, but pretty good peak God condition. I'm feeling pretty good about myself, and as to whether or not I'm strapped, you know, with a little six shooter on my ankle or whatever, that's up to me and my diary.
Yeah, okay. What Ginger Snaps is really trying to know is, yeah, everybody in hell has a gun. You show up, you're given a gun,
carry.
You're geeked up all the time.
Orleans, Rambo City.
Rambo City, baby.
Badass. Barbecuing, guns. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. You got the general idea.
Makes you feel real strong.
Dr. V asks, what's the deal with speaking in tongues and handling snakes? Ginger's giraffe, the snakes get rid of the idiots. What's going on here?
Wow. So Dr. V asked a question. You know, what's the deal with all these snake handlers in churches and stuff? And then what the speaking in tongues. How does speaking in tongues go again, Satan? How does that sound?
I just imagine Harry Potter speaking parcel tongue. That's what I imagine.
They just make it up as they go along as part of the show. Apparently, we have a Ginger Snaps 420 and a Ginger's Giraffes.
Time to duel. Time to duel.
We're really hitting that Ginger's demographic, which is awesome. The snakes get rid of the idiots is a great answer, Ginger's Giraffes. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's the deal. They get bit, you know, they get an allergic reaction.
You got it.
Over, man. All right, it's time for a full question from Ginger's Giraffes. Ginger's Giraffes.
Ginger
Giraffe.
That's
Ginger
Giraffes. Man.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Ginger's Giraffes. That was tough to watch.
Where is my mind? It's Ginger's Giraffes. It's a great name. And they say, I've had a question that's bugged me ever since I was a kid, and no one could answer it. If God is in heaven, which is above us, why do we bow our heads and look down to hell when we pray? Shouldn't we be looking up? Wow.
Yeah, God.
Wow.
You have the mic.
I didn't tell you how to pray or whatever. I don't even understand how that came about. I would say this. While you're tucking your chin down and closing your eyes as if to bow to the Lord, you are pointing your hands up to the sky, right? In the prayer class. And those pointed hands, that's like an antenna.
So you're saying either the eyes are refracting off of the hands, the glare of the eyes refracting up to heaven.
Your soul is bouncing off your hands, which are not doing evil because they're clasped together. Okay, they're not scratching somewhere where the sun don't shine. And so you're reflecting them off your hands and bouncing them up into the sky. That's why it's so important to put your hands together in prayer. Because if you don't, it's just going straight down to Satan.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages.
You get a lot of prayers from people who are too lazy to do the hands thing.
Oh, all the time. It's like, dude, I'm working out here. Don't hit me with a prayer. I'm going to do the opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm doing Pilates, man. Leave me alone.
Exactly. He's doing Pontius Pilates. If you don't get the form right, people, you're not only are your prayers not going to be answered, Satan's going to get them and he's going to, you know, start trolling you. Some idiocy.
I love it so much. Oh, dear God, I want to win the lottery. How about you lose your son to a machine accident?
That's wow. Wow. That was so over the line. Satan. But life do be like that sometimes.
I was referencing Monkey's Paw.
Oh, good. I was like, how did that come out of your brain, Satan? A Monkey's Paw, what is that? Is that an evil movie?
It's an evil movie about evil. It's that old Edgar Allan Poe thing where they like he wishes
I saw the Monkey's Paw in the Simpsons Halloween special.
That's exactly it. That's the one to reference.
Yeah, it's like you wish for something and then you get something horrible. And you know, the genies, they used to do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't say it the right way. Ha 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 ha. I'm an asshole.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I won't give you $10,000. You'll just lose your son in a machine accident.
That happened. Damn, Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. It's his son gets, I think he loses his arm or he loses his entire.
That's so fucked up.
He just dies.
But then they get $10,000. Who let that happen to their son?
Look, Edgar Allan Poe was a real one. He was out here going, we don't F around with fate, bro.
I feel so bad for his son.
Yeah.
He lost a hand, an entire hand?
Yeah, he lost an entire hand. Of all the terrible realities of the world that you've just ignored, God, I can't believe this is the one that, that gets you.
Well, it's, you know, I just can't imagine letting something horrible happen to your son. All right. Okay, great question, Ginger's Giraffes. It's time for another question from our most common question asker, Dr. V. You hold the title.
Good dude's got a lot of questions.
You're putting everybody else to dust. And I think it's because Dr. V revealed to me lately that I think he's given up on like drinking and other drugs or smoking, and he's only doing the edibles now.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Dr. V. I hope you didn't mind your entire dirty laundry, your entire sobriety allowed on a podcast.
Okay, well, it's on the Discord.
Okay, good.
Which is basically like the public. Okay. But I'm very proud and happy that he's going the God route now, and he's getting a lot done. That's why he asked about recently about weed and its ability to do time travel, is because it's really helping him get through his work days a lot easier, allegedly. And good for you, Dr. V. I'm actually slowing down on the intake, but maybe I should pick it up again.
Satan loves nothing more than conscious sobriety, man. You're doing great. Must be really tough, and I see you. Welcome to Chill Hell, my guy. You're in.
Wait, are you talking to me or Dr. V?
Dr. V, I would never talk to you about conscious sobriety.
Wait. So doing a 10 mg edible every 4 hours is counts as sobriety now?
I would consider you not drinking or doing other drugs as sobriety.
True that. It's a huge improvement, bro.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Wow.
You're killing it, man.
That's the deal with the devil I made a long time ago. I was like, you know what? I'm never gonna try the cocaine. I'm not going to be an alcoholic. I'm just going to do weed. And Satan was like, that's pretty chill.
Hey, if you want a chill thing to do, like, man, just go outside, download this app called Picture This. All you do is take photos of plants around your neighborhood, and then you got to learn what the plants are. And you can learn.
Really?
Yeah, it's the best app in the world.
Are you being for reals?
Yes, this is actually what I do most days. I walk around my neighborhood. My neighborhood in hell, and
in
take
hell,
photos
on
of
fire.
Plants.
I didn't realize there was so much foliage down there.
Oh, so it's lush. It is all these hot, lush plants. It's like chicken noodle soup, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty like relaxing and meditative.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Talk about stopping to smell the flowers.
Uh-huh.
And if you're on a bunch of edibles, it's even better, Dr. B.
Absolutely.
So anyway, let's get to Dr. V's actual question, the first of like 10. But everybody else, you know, try to keep up with Dr. V. All right. Is it really Satan that punishes sinners? Or is he just carrying out God's punishments as he was made to do? God has some answering to do.
Hell yeah. Get his ass. Get him.
But before I answer that, Socrates Johnson jumped in and said, well, Dr. V,
I can't believe you just said Socrates Johnson, Ginger Giraffe.
That's how he prefers to be called, bro.
Wow.
It's after Socrates from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I never had anything other else in my mind. Well, according to TV's Lucifer Show, Satan was forced into the job of punishing sinners because of his failed rebellion. And he doesn't do anything to tempt people. He just knows how to bring out the desires. Ooh. So by that show's canon theology, he is just enacting God's punishment on sinners. And he doesn't particularly like it. hence why he absconds. Absconds. Wow.
Wow.
That's a big word.
Well,
that's a big word for
God. And I'm glad they brought it up because we follow the rules of Set and Lucifer specifically.
Yeah, so that's, anything that's ever been imagined in TV, fiction, fictional religions, it's all real, folks, of it.
Specifically Lucifer, they really,
they nailed you.
It was honestly, we weren't doing it, and then I saw that show, and I went, actually, we're following these rules now.
And I gotta be honest, folks, that happens to God all the time. I'll have one explanation for something, and then
a new version of the Bible will come out, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, the Lucifer TV show will come out, and I'll be like, that is really clever. Let's go with that from now on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is all changeable. So there's your answer, Dr. V. All right. So next question on the list is from Nerdy Nurse. And Nerdy Nurse, I would say, is another new Discord listener. So thank you for participating. And she says, God, why do you keep making older people fall and end up breaking bones or their brains? Do you find this comedic? Oh, no, I don't.
I got to say, Nerdy Nurse sounds like a nurse dealing with a lot of old people falling.
Yeah, it's really common. It's as you get, 70s, 80s, 90s, it is the greatest threat is just literally falling, because if you fall and break your hip, that's like a death sentence. So people are, they're using walkers that are a lot more careful because they don't want to have that happen. It's not necessarily that they can't walk. They just have to be so effing careful. Can you imagine? So, no, I don't think it's funny only when it happens to Moses, but that's because he's in heaven and it's kind of part of his shtick,
Yeah, that is part of his shtick, is falling.
It's part of he's got that walking shtick. And so when he falls, it's like, ha ha, there goes old Moses again, broke every bone in his body. But Jesus heals him. It's okay. As far as older, I wish there was way more people to help take care of them and do more rehabilitative therapy. So there's your answer, Nerdy Nurse. Sally B asks, God, is Pat Robertson really alive? If so, why haven't you gotten Smitey with the lighty on his ass?
You don't think we've tried? You don't think we've tried?
Yeah.
This man will not die.
Yeah, me and Satan have teamed up to go at him, and I don't know what he's fueled by, Super Satan.
Has Lucifer gotten to the part where there's a Super Satan?
Because
we've been pitching that for a while. We keep on writing into the show, make Super Satan.
It's like going Super Saiyan, right? It's like when you become really evil.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll do that.
Yeah,
mostly when hell freezes over for football games.
Yeah, brother. I don't know. Maybe Pat Robertson's working with Xenu or some other villainous deity we're not aware of. We haven't figured it out.
No, all we know is the man will not die.
Yeah. That said, he'll probably be dead by the next episode. Okay, let's move on to a question from The Faithful Atheist, another new Discord member. Thank you for joining, who has had this question. This one has been, they've been waiting for this one for a while, Satan, because I forgot to ask it before. Satan, I know Jerry Falwell Sr. is in hell, having to watch Teletubbies on repeat.
Yeah, nice.
But will Jerry Jr. go to the North Pole when he dies so he can watch Santa and Mrs. Claus? Because, Jerry Falwell Jr. was like, this whole thing came out where he was watching his wife have sex with the pool boy.
Right. It's this guy.
Jerry Jr.
I think we might send him to limbo.
Yeah. I think, if he could watch Santa and Mrs. Claus, I think he'd like that.
Yeah, if you're watching your wife get effed by a young pool boy, you don't want nothing more than to play limbo for limbo for eternity, That's really fun for you. He's going to love Baja Men.
Nice callback.
Thanks.
Exactly. So he's going to Who Let the Dogs Out limbo. And there's your answer, faithful atheist. I know you've waited a long time. You know, we can discuss. If he's enjoying that too much, we'll think up some special help for him. All right. Finally, in Ask God, we have another Would You Rather question from the Would You Rather champion of our Discord, Lefty Libby, who says, God, would you rather have to wear belly shirts no matter the weather, no matter the occasion, or have to talk like a pirate for the rest of eternity? Arr.
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, for me, wow. Belly shirts, no matter the weather, no matter the occasion.
I gotta say, that screams God to me.
Yeah, because my initial reaction is, I'm gonna talk like a pirate. Arr. Avast ye mateys. Welcome to the God Pod. Arr. But it might make doing a podcast kind of hard.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe people wouldn't like that, matey.
But then you'd have to change your podcast to God Pod, but he's a pirate. That's pretty fun.
God Pod, arr. It is pretty fun. Like, what if this is the missing ingredient? Like, I start talking like a pirate. Well, I really have to work on that accent, to be honest.
Really, really have to work on that pirate accent.
Hey, I've asked you, Satan. You don't know how to talk like a pirate either. But I would say I'm basing mine off the pirate from the Lego movie. Yeah, the belly shirts, you know, it doesn't appeal to me immediately, but maybe that could be good. Here, let me try it real quick to see how that feels to let this. Oh, wow.
How's it? Is it breathing down there?
Oh, my stress, I just feel it. I look pregnant. Just let it all out.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
You know what? How about I do both?
Oh.
Can I do both?
That's fun. That's a...
Can I do both, matey? I mean, what pirate isn't showing his belly?
That's what I'm wondering. It's like either the aesthetic of the pirate or the voice of the pirate. So you might as well just do both.
Okay. I'm going to have to work on that. But there's your first answer. Both, Lefty Libby. How about you, Satan? Did you have a preference?
I want to be geeked up belly out.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm choosing belly out. Yeah.
Yeah, easy. You're already belly out.
Yeah. My abs are always out.
Yeah. But now you can just exhale a little bit instead of, you know, always making it look like you're so taut and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped muscles and abs that I'll never have.
Yeah, well, belly shirts for me are gonna look like crop tops, which is honestly great.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna look hot. You're gonna look like it's like a tank, you know, exactly. You look like a muscle guy from the 80s.
Is a belly shirt something else? No, okay, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's what you're thinking. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. Those questions, everybody. It's time to move on to some listener feedback dropped on us in the Discord server. So I was recently talking about how much I love Australians and their culture and how chill they are, and I've gotten some nice response from the Australians in our Discord, really. And the Drone Father says, another new listener, I might add, the Drone Father says, God, we fucking love you too, mate.
Oh my gosh, that was worse than your pirate accent.
With a bunch of Australian flag emojis. I reckon we fucking love you too, mate. Well, how would you say it, Satan?
Hey, God, we fucking love you too, mate.
Okay, that's like way too over the top.
Nah, dude, that's it's a little bogan, but that's all right.
Oh, yeah, well, that one's really thick. Yeah, there's I've been watching a lot of Lego Masters Australia, Satan, so I'm an expert now on what real Australians sound like.
Yeah,
and so yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not a stereotype. Oh no. Okay, I think it's really wonderful. There's other Australians commenting, and I'll save that for further episodes because I think they were talking to Santa and Jesus. Next bit of listener feedback comes from Dr. V. I think Satan has a pretty good workplace harassment case against God for all the shit he dumps on him.
Yo, finally, Dr. V, my guy, come through, be my lawyer. We'll take this guy's ass to corporate law court.
Come through.
Yo, come through already, man. I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, I guess what he's referencing is that if it's something bad, I blame you.
Immediately.
And if it's something good, I take credit. But I mean, I let you have credit for a lot of the stuff in Hollywood. I recognize that's not my area.
That's true. That's true. But still, I'm going to take your ass to court very, very quickly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. V. I'm going to get fucking sued. God.
Your ass is grass, my guy.
Me, damn it. No. Let's move on to, this is another segment that I just came up with. It's called Quotes About Satan. And fun. We did this for Santa recently. And I thought, why don't we do it for Satan? Because there's so many things that have been said about you over the aeons.
Yeah, a lot of people be talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This first one comes from Anne Rice, author of Interview with the Vampire, who said, consequently, if you believe God made Satan, you must realize that all Satan's power comes from God. And so, that Satan is simply God's child, and that we are God's children also. There are no children of Satan, really. Wow. I think this is probably like, you know, vampires in the story, in the Interview with the Vampire.
Good guess. Wow. Way to use your inference skills, Scott.
I mean, I'm reading the context clues here that this wasn't her, like, talking about herself.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everybody's my children and you don't have any kids, Satan.
Wow, congrats, man.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great. Get ready for that child support.
Damn it. I'm getting sued. I got child support.
Because guess who's taking care of them?
I got credit for all the vampires now.
Yeah, I'm this one quote, I'm taking your ass again to court.
How do you feel about the vampires being taken away from you?
Ugh, they're so brooding. Take them.
Oh, okay.
I'm alive forever. I have one love. Stupid. Grow up.
You heard it here first, folks, on the God Pod. Satan, he hates vampire culture. Okay. Well, there's our first quote in the books.
Vampires, don't try to cancel me again. We've done this once.
They're coming for you. I feel like they're pretty easy to defeat, though. You know, unless it's like the head vampire.
Yeah, most stories about vampires is about how a bunch of people managed to kill a vampire. So,
like a bunch of them. Yeah. If not, and then the head one. And it's like, you know, are these really that much more tough than zombies?
Yeah. It's always like, oh, vampires are so hard to kill. But at the end of the movie, they're always dead. Think about that.
Speaking of crop tops, Satan, have you ever seen, and vampires, have you ever seen that movie from the 80s, Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? With the two Corys.
Classic Corey movie.
That one's a classic, folks. How about those vampires? You don't like those vampires either?
Sexy guys. Wow. They ride motorcycles and have strange hair. That's it. That's the song.
Thou shalt not. And I like it because it gets my commandments in there.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's move on to the next quote. This one comes from another big fan of 80s music, Mark Twain, who said, we may not pay Satan reverence, for that would be indiscreet. But we can at least respect his talents.
Marky Mark, thank you. Big ups, big shout out to Mark Twain.
The original.
Love your work too. I respect your talents.
Yeah, he was pretty funny, pretty good. And what are your talents again, Satan?
Oh, you know, I'm a big DJ.
yeah, of course. You're really good with that tongue of yours, right? It's really long.
Uh-huh.
Like Gene Simmons from Kiss. And you flick it so well.
Yeah, I can flick my tongue at you really hard, so it hurts.
You're really good at like guitar and drums and yeah. playing heavy metal, right? As documented in Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Another movie that we saw and went, okay, that's the story. Yep.
That's canon. Exactly. Another perfect film. Why didn't it win the Academy Award? I want to know. Okay. All right. Next question is from Ariana Huffington.
This is a question from Ariana Huffington wrote into the show.
Well, yeah. You know what? It's a quote, but it does end in a question mark. And so therefore my brain said, this is a question. I'm forgetting what segment we're in. Ariana Huffington says, why worry about minor little details like clean air, clean water, safe ports, and the safety net when Jesus is going to give the world an extreme makeover, Planet Edition, right after he finishes putting Satan in his place once and for all?
Where is Ariana from?
Is Russia, Eastern Europe?
Yes. Huffington, a classic Russian last name.
She is, though.
She actually?
I think she married someone who's... Anyway. Have you never heard her talk before, Satan?
I've never heard her talk.
Breaking news on the God Pod. Satan has never listened to Ariana Huffington talk. And if you had, you would know that I had a pitch-perfect impersonation just then. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is not what's going to happen. Jesus is terrible at interior design, so I wouldn't trust him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to put me in my place.
Yeah, he hasn't done that even once.
No.
Like on the God Pod.
No.
He's too nice.
He would never put me in the place. He would try to sit down for like a roommate meeting, but more than that, no. He's not going to push it.
All right. Well, I think it's time for the Satan Show.
It's the Satan Show with Satan. It's news. Have you guys seen this? Have you guys heard about this? It's drama. What? You said what? It's everything you want. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Satan Show. We've got a really fun day of hot celebrity gossip and Hollywood news. We're rounding it up and rounding down. 1 is 0. Under 5 goes down. Anyway... First up, huge Hollywood news breaking the interwebs yet again. Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil left his burrow for his annual prediction. Here's how much longer winter will last, according to the legend. Don't have the answer. I just know here's how much longer winter will last.
I think he saw his shadow.
And that classic little guy saw his shadow, which means something. Yeah. Next up.
I know it means that there's 6 more weeks of winter. Wait, hold on now. This just says, here's how much longer winter will last, according to the legend. Way to clickbait at CNN.
Yeah.
Way to clickbait it. You couldn't just tell us in the headline, right? You know how badly we want to know what Punxsutawney Phil thinks about the future of winter. And so look at this. All the way down. I'm all the way down at the bottom, and I still don't know.
Well, moving on, a Canadian groundhog was found dead just before he was supposed to predict if we get more winter. This is breaking the interwebs. This is, was he a rival to Punxsutawney Phil, or was he just a statement on climate change, or did he have a bad heart? You know, it's...
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is really sad. The Canadian version of Punxsutawney Phil... sadly was found dead just before he was supposed to predict. And I think he must have had, it could have been any of these conspiracy theories, Satan. Maybe he had a long night partying before his big day and his little heart couldn't take it.
Ugh, awful. And you hate to see him go out like that.
I think it means 60 more years of climate change.
Ugh.
Oh.
Oh, brother. Okay, up next, we got a really exciting Hollywood story. Tom Brady retires from the NFL 1 year after retiring from the NFL. What is this? Yeah.
The movie Groundhog Day?
Yeah, Satan, what deal did Tom Brady make with you like 40 years ago?
It was
to have so much success.
I mean, it's the same deal I make with every football star. You're going to be really good at football, but right at the end of your career, it's going to get a little embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, do you think he's really, is he really going to retire this time?
I think he's done. I think he went back and then lost his entire family and people liking him and went, oh, man.
Yeah, he lost the game of wife. Do you think that he'll get back together with his wife?
I mean, the dude won so many football games. If he changed his brain and went, wife, not football, wife, he's going to win her back.
I don't know. They're already divorced, and I don't know.
Well, he's going to try.
But yeah, he seemed really sad in his announcement, and it was just like, man, that's sad, man.
Yeah, man, it's tough. He has to give up his baby.
I'm like, is he sad because his career's over, or is he sad because he just realized he lost his wife?
Wow.
So that he could go one and done in the playoffs. One more time.
Unbelievable. Hey, moving on. Musicians force John Denver sing-along on stranded airplane passengers.
Have you seen this, Satan?
Have you seen this?
Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this?
No, yeah. I can tell you've been busy. You haven't seen it. It's you know, I've seen worse. I'll just say that. There was this flight. It was reported on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess they were stuck, right? And so they started playing Take Me Home, Country Road, West Virginia. Da, 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 da. I've seen a lot worse. Let me tell you, there was one last year where people were stuck on the plane and they were playing like hymns and Christian music. Oh, I went into the article and it says, sorry, that tweet has been deleted. Oh, no.
No, brother.
The heat was too hot.
Yeah, talk about chicken noodle soup. All right. A TikToker found George Santos's account on karaoke app Smule, and the reviews are not good. This yeah. is true. This guy is so funny.
You like this one? You can tell when Satan likes one. When he doesn't like it, he's like, going after John Denver. Fuck you. I'm moving on. I would have enjoyed it, but some people were heading to the exits. Okay. George Santos, Santa, Satan. You can see that this is driving a lot of people crazy, Satan.
Well, this guy it's so funny how much more we find out about him.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see these. I really have to see these. This would be...
The account is under the name of George DeVolder, one of Santos's most well-known aliases.
It's crazy. How is he not?
And the voice that comes out of it definitely sounds like him if you were singing Disney songs out of tune. He had seven renditions of Let It Go from Frozen.
Oh, my. He was living in a state of no consequences for so long.
Yeah.
That he literally thought he can run for office.
I mean,
hey man, I gotta give it up for George Santos. The guy is killing it.
Yeah, I know you're a huge fan, Satan. I know.
I love your work. What tomfoolery. What tomfoolery. Insane. Up next, wow, in news not related to Hollywood, viral TikTok shows Kim K's skin bralette in a size comparison with a tortilla trip.
Tortilla
a trip
chips.
To the tortilla store.
Yeah, so I guess she's selling underwear that's the same size of tortilla chips.
Well, more stealing culture, am I right?
That's what she... That that's a spicy take on this one.
I'm sick of cultural appropriation.
Satan.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, don't buy their products. Okay. I should sell a bralette.
I mean, there's local brands of tortilla chips that are much more ethical and homegrown. They use, you know, non-GMO corn. You can definitely make the right chips, right choice for your chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Greta Thunberg was right.
Men with sports cars really are trying to make up for something, study confirms. Yes, Greta Thunberg, the first person ever to suggest that.
Is this Greta Thunberg or Greta Thunberg?
Thunberg.
Thunberg. Greta Humbug. Anyway, this comes from very reliable source, Daily Mail, out of the UK. But, you know, yeah, there was a scientific study done. And, you know, you can't refute those.
I just like that they're pushing the idea that Greta was the first person ever to suggest. When she tweeted, oh, the sports car making up for something, everybody was like, that's the first time.
Because if they had just done men with sports cars really are trying to make up for something, study confirms, that's not spicy enough of a headline.
You have to add a name.
If you can add Greta Thunberg, oh, bro, that's like so many more clicks. Mm-hmm. So, according to research from University College of London, there is a correlation between owning a flashy vehicle and believing one's genitals are smaller than average. Okay. Well, thank you for that very important study.
Uh-huh.
I will make sure to get a very crappy car. Well, thank you for that, Satan.
Hey, no problem. That was the Satan Show. Oh, man. We'll be right back after this song. It's... The Baha Men with Best Years of Our Lives from the Shrek soundtrack. Don't go away.
Are they the same group behind Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yes, the Baha Men are the same group behind Baha Men.
Okay, thank you, Satan. It's time for the goddamn news. You know, some of this gets a little serious, a little political. So, you know, you can't handle that. Don't tap out because you need this. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, your old boo, Satan,
mm-hmm.
your old flame, right? You smanged. She, she's now on major committees.
I'm so disappointed. She was only fun when she was crazy. Now she has political power.
Now she's crazy in a professional, like, yeah. Her committee assignments were restored, and it's going about as well as you think. What did she say again? Yeah, she got up there. She started whining about CRT mm-hmm. to this guy who's like, can you tell me how much money went to CRT? And this guy, Dodaro, is like, CRT? It's a racist record. He's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So AOC responded to this and says, don't tell me you're condemning anti-Semitism when a Republican who has talked about Jewish space lasers gets a plum committee assignment. Because, yeah, the Republicans, one thing they like to do is when they're not busy being racist anti-Semites, then they're like, oh, this person's anti-Semitic. And it's like, yeah, good point, AOC. Way to stick it to them.
Dude, I love AOC.
Jewish space lasers. Never forget the Jewish space lasers that she tried to foist upon us.
That's good. I'm glad you added that last part. I thought you were just saying, never forget the Jewish space lasers. And I was like, God, what happened?
She made some good points. I signed up for a newsletter. She can go to hell. Satan, or I don't even think she deserves Who Let the Dogs Out limbo.
No, she's going to the other limbo we don't talk about.
She's going
about.
To bad hell. Okay, next story on the goddamn news. This one's a little more fun, but still dumb. Twitter roasts list of alternatives to violent corporate language.
Oh, yeah, this was fun.
Did you see this one?
This was a good day on Twitter, yeah.
Jeremiah Aoyang says... I didn't even consider my language. I've used the phrases on the left far too often. So what are those phrases? Here's a little diagram. Evolving from violent language. Instead of, we're going to pull the trigger. Say this. We're going to launch. Instead of, I'll take a stab at it. I'll take the first pass at it.
I'll take the first pass at killing my son. How's that, huh?
Yeah. Instead of saying, we're going to crucify Jesus. We're going to send Jesus to heaven. And instead of, yeah, exactly. Did we jump the gun? Did we start too soon? I'll bite the bullet. I won't avoid it any longer. That'll kill two birds with one stone. That'll feed two birds with one scone.
That's always a fun one. Because birds,
if somebody actually said that'll feed two birds with one scone, I feel like I would slap them.
Yeah,
just involuntarily, and I'm not a slapper.
And if one scone feeding two birds, those birds are dead. It's too much scone for two.
What scone are we? Do we even know if they have food allergies?
You're talking two finches eating one scone. That's too much. Too much scone.
You're not allowed to say deadline anymore. No, you have to say what's the due date. Oh, this woke cancel culture. I'm telling you, we have to pick our battles. We have to choose our opportunities. Can you shoot me an email? Is now. Can you send me an email? Okay, honestly, some of these kind of make a good point. There's so much violent language. Like, I smell blood. It's like, oh, you do? That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, but I got, like, shoot. Is that always a gun thing? Or did that become a gun thing?
You know, I mean, these days, Satan, you know,
I'm shooting a basketball. It didn't become that way because, like, oh yeah, no, like a gun that shoots.
I'm throwing the basketball through the hole.
That's pretty good, actually. And he throws the basketball through the hole for 3 points.
Booyakashan. That was overkill. That was a bit excessive. Mm. I bombed the presentation. I didn't do my best. Wait. I bombed the presentation is not the same as I didn't do my best.
And imagine if you're trying to bomb a presentation. What do you say? I've got a didn't do my best strapped to my body. No, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, I think it should be I totally fucked that up.
That's good.
Okay.
No violence.
Why can't we take? No, that's more sexual. People are okay with violent language, but not with sexual language, right? Okay. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to take a guess. You're not even allowed to say that's not a bad idea anymore. You have to say that's a good idea.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That's a good idea.
That's what bad idea? What is violent about bad?
It's negative. Negativo,
but that's
bro.
Not violent.
Okay, here's one of my favorites. Let's not beat a dead horse. That one is very violent. Okay.
Tell me what's violent about beating a dead horse. I want to know what's so violent about
beating a dead
horse.
Yeah, that's now. Let's not focus on that anymore. Focus.
It's like this person didn't understand idioms. They're just like, oh, idioms are evil.
You're no longer to say blown away. I was blown away by her presentation. I was impressed by her presentation. I was kicking around an idea.
Okay, so blown away, that's a win thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know. I mean, these days, Satan, with as much as... I can't blame people for having their minds be stuck on gun culture, you know what I mean? But people are going to do what they... I doubt this is going to take off, okay? Because it's just like idioms...
What if we go the opposite way? What if we turn up the dial of violence? Rather than, oh, he's a straight shooter in meetings, you could say, oh, man, that guy is an active shooter in meetings.
I mean, it goes to comedy, too. You really knocked him dead out there. You slayed him. You killed him. You murdered him in the aisles.
Yeah,
You like those? Yeah, of course you do, Satan. So anyway, gave everyone a lot to think about. 30 million views on this. Wow. You gave me a lot to think about. I'm not going to say that I'm going to feed two birds with one scone, though. I mean... Damn, people, damn. All right, finally, our final story today. West Virginia Senate passes bill that requires public schools to display "In God We Trust" in every building. Speaking of language and idioms, you know, that might inspire violence, "In God We Trust" now has to be put in all schools in West Virginia. Mountain Mama, take me home.
Look, y'all, if you're religious, just do us a favor and lead a revolution. We need a religious revolution.
That's what I'm doing, bro.
God, you're doing the opposite of that.
How?
Because you're not religious.
I'm saying this is a bad thing. Okay, well, if you're religious or not religious, but you're against this over extremism, always clutching for ramming it in your face, you know, Mountain Mama, join the team. Huh. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on YouTube, all that good stuff. It's time for blessings and smites. That was a smooth transition, bro.
Nice. Nice job, God. I'm going to bless up George Santos this time. I think he's hilarious. And I'm going to bless the people that keep on digging deeper. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard of. I want it to him to burn out like 1,000, like Icarus that flew too close to the sun. That's what it feels like. We're all watching Icarus going like, how did he fly that close to the sun? Wouldn't he have realized? No, he realized he'd already done it. Before he set sail.
Yeah, at the end of all this, he's going to have made a lot of money on this at the end. All the interest.
Hilarious, but I want him in jail. I want it to end in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just something crazy, like a plane crash. I don't know. That might be too mean.
Damn!
He doesn't have to die.
Satan, going hard today.
It doesn't have to be a plane crash. I just think that would add to the drama.
Was that an Edgar Allan Poe reference or a John Denver reference?
Yeah, in the 1800s, late 1800s, Edgar Allan Poe was like, crash.
Yeah.
Smite. I'm also going to smite George Santos. Awful, evil human being. I can't believe taken all this stuff. You know, you can't do that, man. There are consequences to your actions. Be good faith humans. Or rock and roll faith humans.
Fuck yeah. Very That's good. Thank you, Satan. I would like to bless Satan for joining me today and putting up with me as I dump all my shit on him. Please don't sue me. I would like to bless all of our patrons and listeners for all of your wonderful questions and comments. That is really just the lifeblood of content for this show, and it's so much fun. Your questions are so good. Thank you. Keep them coming. I would like to smite Puxatony Phil.
Wow. Damn.
Okay. Because I know what you did to that Canadian groundhog, okay? Eliminating the competition. Really, Phil? Having one of the best movies of all time in your resume wasn't good enough, right? No. You have to eliminate your competition. I see you. I see you, Phil. See what you did. Okay.
That was good, man. That was good.
That was good. Thank you. Thanks for listening, humans. Find the God Pod wherever you get your podcasts. The God Pod. Have it Yahweh. It's time for the God's honest truth. I don't mean to beat a dead horse. And I try to pick my battles very carefully. But I've been kicking around an idea lately. Now, don't shoot the messenger. But I want Americans to stop telling everyone to trust me all the time. It's on the walls. It's on the money. What the fuck have I ever done to earn your trust? And that's the God's honest truth. The Lord has spoken.